Yes, it's a good
Welcome to
day.
American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop music. Acapella is a vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop is a style of acapella for those of you who are new to the show. Even though we play barbershop music, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. And now, here are your hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones. Hello, everyone. Welcome to American Acapella, another episode, as a matter of fact, episode two of a two-part series.
Are you Mike Mano?
I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Are we supposed to say that first?
We're supposed to say that first.
All right, well then, I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to another episode of American Acapella. This is actually episode number two. How's that?
That's good.
I think they've got it by now. And we are continuing where we left off last week with our venture into guessing who the top 10 will be in the Barbershop Harmony Society Convention out in Anaheim, California next week.
Next week, yeah.
Just a few days away.
These ones we're going to listen to today are probably going to be one of these four is going to be number one.
As a good chance. What we did last week was we told you what the top 10 quartets were going into this competition, and we did it in kind of reverse order. I'll review them again for you. According to their scores that they received in the preliminary rounds, in other words, if you use those scores, this is how the 10 would go. In 10th place, Men in Black, then Three Men and a Melody, Ringmasters, Stormfront, Allies, Glory Days,
yeah!
Masterpiece, Old School, State Line Grocery, and the winners, according to the prelim scores, would be Crossroads. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with the Barbershop Harmony Society contest, there are literally hundreds of quartets that compete for the right to go to the international competition, and what they do is end up selecting about the top 50 from all over the United States and Canada, and then they invite quartets from the affiliate organizations in Sweden or Australia or
like
England.
Like the snobs.
Correct. And so there's lots of quartets vying for this, and what we're going to do is just concentrate on the top 10.
And then Masterpiece, this next quartet we're going to play, is like some of these top groups are made up of past champion quartets. And one of the things we should tell everybody, to make up a past, to get members from other quartets, you have to at least lose two previous members, correct?
Right. So in other words, you can't win the title and then come back a few years later with the same four guys with a different name,
right,
or even same three guys.
Right.
You
right.
have to lose at least two guys and
right.
then have a new name. So Masterpiece fits into that category because each one of them has won before. And Jamie, they are?
Rob Menaker, tenor. Mark Hale, lead. Alan Gordon Barry and Brett Littlefield, bass, and they all have been in Champions Nightlife, Michigan Jake, and Gotcha.
All right, and here's their song called Joyfully I'll Travel On.
Through a land of sinfulness I travel each day, going to my long-sought home, sweet home.
In the
sweetest peace and blessedness of long my way, I find joyfully I'll travel on.
Oh, I am
gaily and daily,
never complaining
on my way,
although there may be some
pain to bear.
My heart is ever
Jesus
so near,
always
giving,
never to cheer me.
From the throne, so up yonder,
sooner and yonder,
I know
never
I'll
to
never
ponder, joyfully I'll travel on.
Yes.
Soon the gates will click behind me, up in the sky, and hold me on the dashing foam. Satan's chains will more combine me, never I'll die
up yonder,
joyfully I'll travel on, travel on.
Gain each day, not complaining on my way, although there'll be some toil and pain too. My heart is ever so near, always giving hope and cheer, and he released all of my care.
The bells
of heaven ringing,
the singing
to me,
they bring
welcome from the throes of yonder I go, and I know I'll never ponder,
joyfully I'll travel on.
Gaining, not complaining on my way, although there'll be some sort of
pain to
bear. My heart is ever so near, always giving,
hoping to
me,
taking away
all of my care. the bells are ringing. Hey,
here's the city
they bring. A welcome from the throne. So up yonder,
up yonder, never do bother. Joyfully I'll travel.
Now, this next quartet is Joe's entry.
Joe Connolly is what we're talking about.
Who does our outro with platinum. This would be his, fourth attempt at a gold medal?
That's right. He has three gold medal now as a lead singer, and he's singing lead with this next quartet called Old School. They actually won the first round last year and then took a little bit of a dive and ended up not quite at the top.
They were, fifth last year?
Right. But they have the potential, certainly, to try to capture it. They're ranked third going in this year, and we're going to play two songs from Old School. This first one is a Four Runagates Buzz Hager chart of I Want a Girl.
Paris Hilton doesn't thrill me. J-Lo leaves me cold. I don't want a Madonna's way too old. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loved nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. He had a good old-fashioned girl. So pure and true, one who loved nobody else but you.
Old School, one of the things they're doing is, hence their name, Old School, is doing a lot of the old school type of music.
Right, like I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad. And this next song that we're going to do, which is kind of in the flavor of traditional, if you will, barbershop. And by the way, one other thing, you might want to be listening to the tenor, because the tenor has been replaced since they competed last year.
That's right.
And they now have former two-time gold medalist tenor, Kip Buckner, singing with him.
Awesome.
And so let's listen to Piano Roll Blues.
When I hear Dixieland jazz and razzmatazz, I long to hear Piano Roll Blues. I wanna
my sweetie and me. Pushing on the pedals, making sweet harmony. When we hear rinky-dink, plinky-dink, we cuddle closer, it seems. And while we kiss, kiss, kiss away all our cares, player piano's playing razzmatazz. I wanna hear it again, I wanna hear it again. The old piano roll blues. Let me hear piano roll razzmatazz. How I love that Dixieland jazz. My sweetie and me pushing on the pedals, making sweet harmony.
Sweet harmony.
When we hear rinky-dink and plinkity-plink,
we got
closer, it seems. And while we kiss and kiss and kiss away all our cares, Polaire piano's playing razzmatazz. I wanna hear it again, got to hear it again.
The old
piano roll blues. Piano roll blues.
Oh, won't you play?
Oh, don't delay it. Come on and play it. Why don't you play those low down
blues.
The old piano roll razzmatazz.
This next group has been in the top 10 a few
several times. Yes.
Many times.
Working their way up the ladder constantly and now ranked second going in. I got a trivia question for you, Jamie. What's unique about this group than any of the other groups that we're playing tonight?
Oh, geez. I have no clue.
No gold medalists in this quartet.
Oh, really?
And as a matter of fact, the other quartets combined have a total of 13 gold medals between them from various quartet championships. So this one has none. So, they've done very well to get up there with the big boys, and we're going to listen to a song called Your Cheatin' Heart, State Line Grocery.
I said I'd love you forever, and then you left me. Now here's a thought for you to keep.
For you to keep.
Your cheatin' heart. Sighing, whining, and the tears start to fall.
Say just like
like a rainy day. You're gonna feel lonely, my baby, when you start to call my name. My name, you'll walk the floor just the way that I do. Just the way that I do. You're cheating. Tell on you,
gonna tell on you,
gonna tell on you,
gonna tell on you,
gonna tell on you.
Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Now, the next group we're going to play is obviously the favorite, Crossroads. Now, one of the things that a lot of these top tens do, and a lot of these guys who compete against each other all year long, and especially at internationals, is they tend to make fun of each other.
They do have a good time picking on
each
other.
Yes, they do.
And as we heard last week with Glory Days, picking on Jeff Oxley, a former winner.
Right. Well, and now this one with Crossroads, who's going to do kind of the same thing.
There's an old song called A Kid Named Joe, which is an old barbershop tune, and they kind of redid the words a little bit, and it's a rather lengthy parody where they make fun of their lead and say that they'd like to have a lead named Joe. So listen as Crossroads sings Last Year, talking about Joe Connolly perhaps maybe being a better lead than their lead, Mike Slamka.
Whenever I'm downhearted and everything seems wrong, there's just one thing to dry my every tear,
my every tear.
Though I may be downhearted, doesn't last for long. I always feel much better when I hear, when I hear. Just a lead named Joe. Barbershop go-getter,
and we'd be so much better
with a lead, just a lead named Joe. Named Joe, let it rain or snow,
rain or snow.
He'll greet you with a bride. Hello, whoa, whoa. And he sings with such a fresh tone,
with hair that isn't
flesh tone.
He's a lead.
He's just a
named
Joe. Named Joe. Every medal he wins, it helps a lot. To get coaching jobs, it's all he's got.
Medals, medals, listen to them cheer.
Hey, ooh. I've got one too.
It was a week here, just a this world a better place, I know,
we like Mike, but we would toss him, cause I'm not
mighty awesome,
like a leader,
WWJD.
Huh?
What would Joe do?
Oh.
Joe Wall!
Now, Crossroads is another one of those quartets that's made up of past gold medalists.
All gold medalists, right.
What yeah. quartets?
You have Mike Slamko, which we talked about the lead, which was Power Play.
Power Play, yep.
And you have the Brandon Guyton singing baritone.
Oh, and that was...
From Four Voices.
Four Voices.
And Fred Farrell singing tenor, who's probably, because of the time elapsed, the least known. And he was with Second Edition. Hmm. And the bass, of course, the incredibly talented Jim Henry, who is not only a gold medalist from Gas House Gang, but he has a gold medal directing a chorus too, the Ambassador.
And
of the
there's Harmony. A chorus competition going on this whole.
That's
time.
Right. We shouldn't forget about that. We haven't touched on that, but we've just been concentrating on the quartets. But Jim Henry will be in a very interesting battle because his chorus will be up against the never losing in 30 years vocal majority. So that ought to be quite an interesting chorus contest.
And NBC, Narragansett Bay Chorus, will be there too.
Our chorus will be competing also.
For first place.
We might give them a run for their money.
Yes.
I guarantee you we'll be in the top 30.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we will.
Pretty sure we will. Just as a little inside tip, I think there's only 26 choruses. But anyway.
So we could be 30.
But anyway, with Jim Henry with Gas House Gang, and he's the bass of Crossroads.
Now don't forget, we're going to do our contest as
well.
That's
right. We got to remind everybody. Last week we talked about a contest.
Yep, the top. Go ahead and send us under the comments on under one of these two episodes on our page. And let us know who you think your top 10 will be going into this contest. And, you know, if we get one or two or 10 people who pick it exactly, then we'll send you a prize.
So you got to rank them 10 through 1 and go to our website, which is
AmericanAcapella.com or AmericanAcapella.podbean.com. But now you can just put in AmericanAcapella.com and you can get there.
And you get there, and there'll be a spot for comments.
Right. Under each podcast, you can click on the comments and put your comments. Now, in there, just say, my name is Billy Bob, and these are my choices.
Right. Now, we should say that you don't have to use our top 10 that we've told you. We're only giving you the ones that are ranked in the top 10. Obviously, there could be a lot of other quartets that jockey for position and make it. So if you have a favorite quartet that you know of from your area and you think they should be in there, then put that in there by all means. And we'll let you know how that works out, because there could be anybody. I mean, there's lots of times a quartet has gone from ranked 15th or 16th or 20th into the top 10. It's happened in the past. Could certainly happen again. Once again, here's the top 10 that we've played last week and this week. Men in Black, Three Men in a Melody, Ringmasters, Stormfront, The Allies, Glory Days, Masterpiece, Old School, State Line Grocery, and Crossroads. And speaking of Crossroads, we've got one more song to play for you by them, which is a real toe-tapper. And it's a pretty cool song called Georgia May.
Say,
I know a gal who's never taken, but a lot of love she's always making. Now beware, she's really gonna break your heart right from the start.
Sweetness makes you lose your speech, and
you hear them saying, what a peach, then right away I'll safely say, it's Georgia May. If you see the men all close
and sharp,
and the crowd defies the traffic cop, there's just
one cause
for breaking laws,
it's Georgia
May. In all beauty shows that girl's the feature.
Oh,
what a feature, everybody knows that she's one gorgeous creature. If you want to play with
dynamite
and you want to lose your heart on sight, here's one chance to take a glance at Georgia May. She's sweeter than a peach in mama's pie,
and when she walks by
I stop inside,
cause there she goes
Georgia. How she knows we love her,
that
Georgia May. Hey, she's never
got the time
to stick
around,
try to
settle her down,
she won't be found.
I can't stop fearing
when I start nearing that Georgia May.
Let me tell you, buddy, when she comes around, she's looking for action.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that all the boys say she's the main attraction.
Just like no other, take a chance and hold on tight, cause you're bound to play with dynamite.
Now, right away,
I gotta safely tell you, it's Georgia May, that's what I say.
Tell you, buddy,
Georgia May, just break your lonely heart right from the start.
Georgia May,
tear you right apart.
Yeah,
that Georgia May will break.
Gonna break.
That Georgia May will break.
She's gonna break
your heart.
Well, Jamie, that's our top 10.
That's it.
There you go. Don't forget to vote. Send in your vote, and you might win about a $100 package of goodies from us at WCRI.
Yep. And we're headed to Anaheim.
And we'll give you an update as to what happens and tell you all the news that is to be news when we get back
from our trip.
I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye. Yes, I'll just tell them goodbye.